I'm going to touch on a few things. Something intelligent over here. First of all, I'm going to touch on the Megiddus Ketzoy a little bit. So the Yehuda Sheet is Megiddus Ketzoy. So the shadows, where does that come from? So there's a Rashi in Beya and Daf Kavavim Habeis. So one wants to know, case of Gergis, if there's a dinner book of the Chatzis Shabbos, that's the Mor Shaila. So Mor says, what was the case? If it was Ben Ashmashes, it was Roy, so where's the Haksoa? Vidal Layachsu Ben Ashmashes, Bari Asurim. Vain Kana Chalami Boy Doim. Uman the Islay Muksa, Chalami Boy Doim Boy. Kirksi Bayama Shishi, Vehikinu Esa Shayaviyu. So we're going in the Mandamar holds a Muksa, Rabbi Huda. So if Ben Ashmashes is not Roy, it's lacking in the Hakalim Ibadyayim. And that's Nikvan based on the Pasuk of Vayama Shishi Vechino Sheshayaviyu. So the Torah is telling me that the day, the moment that the Habachana has to be Vayama Shishi. Now that's the Pashas, that's not going on. Our Mukshas Rabbanon. I mentioned to you, the Tosfos Yeshanim earlier in the Masechta introduces an idea that the difference between Achana Muksa LaAchila and Muksa LaTiltil. Even if you say by Muksa, the Morris is Mashal that by Muksa LaAchila you say Sveikil LaChumra. By Muksa LaTiltil you don't. She says, because Muksa LaAchila, that's the rice based on the Pasuk Vechinu. So Pasuk what Rashi means is, but Chazal model their din of Muksa LaTiltil on the Pasuk. But the aside of the concept that to use something in Shabbos, it has to be Mukhan, that's based on the Pasuk. That Chazal or Kaveh, it has to be Mukhan, even for Tiltil, is based on the Pasuk Vechinu Shashirvi. So the loss of the Menashmash is just Hechatim to tell me that you know that if it was not Roy, but Yama Shishi, you can't use it on Shabbos. Okay. Is it ever favorish in the Gemara? Well, the Gemara brings psukim for it. The Shaila is an asmachta, or is it mamash drasha? The Prima Gadim suggests that it's a derabanan, but it's a derabanan with a asmachta, and a derabanan with asmachta is more chomer. And that's how he understands this. Avram Nachum Leporach, the Muksa Chamir of Ahavi Ke'en Deraisa. That's the Lashon of the Shalom. If you look at the Lashon of the, if I call correctly, the Maram, Rashaw brings it down. He quotes Hashem Shalom. What? Yeah, that was. I'm sorry, I can't help you with that. Right. So the Mashab calls the Tosfos Shonim. It's like the Moshe Sofer Gemuchin is also. So it's Kain of the Riser. So Prima Gadim in his Psicha, Tarachayim suggests that a Derbonim, which has an Asmachta, is more common than Stam Derbonim. So then the second Derbonim Lakula is only by Stam Derbonim. The Derbonim, which has an Asmachta, you don't say second Derbonim Lakula, you say second Luchum. That's how. And he quotes this Tosfos Shonim. Yeah, Gilman Beis. The second Marshon, Gilman Beis. the Gemara has four Hezbeirim in the first Mishnah. So Gemara asks Akasha on the four different Hezbeirim, what the problem is. Is it because of Muktzah? Is it because of Achana, the Rabbah? Is it because of Mashkin Shazavu? Or is it because of the Peiris Anoshu? So the Gemara asks Akasha on that. The Gemara says, according to those two, that it's Gzeirah, the Peiris Anoshu, or Mashkin Shazavu, you should say Sveika Lakula. But according to Rabbah, that it's based on the Pasuk of Achana, it's the Raisa, which says Sveika Lakula. What happened to Ramnach? Because it's also Muktzah. So I should say, he didn't ask Ramnach, because that's Cain the Raisa. That's the Cheshbon of the Sukkah. Fine. Okay, but now that's the Rashi of Chavavim Abayis. But there's an interesting Rashi, a Laman of Abayis, which is a little more complicated. The more over there is discussing the halachas of Tanai, which we'll have to talk about separately. So the Gemara over here says, if a person's kaveh and esrik to use for sukkis, so it remains muksa, the mitzvah, so I call it all of sukkis. And the more it says, the Gabi is the sukkah. It's hooks of the mitzvah, so the more it says we're both, but I think Rashi is going on the sukkah. So Rashi says, so Besukaru, the Masa died to Nuffle, the Mocker Nuffle, Hitler, Beshim and Muxi, Lekka, the Rina died to Masma Luya, Tanakama, Rabbi Huda, Rina died to Luya, Beshumini, the Lakazaban Shmashes. You don't say that a person is contemplating Dait Eluya on anything which is not Roy Ben Hashemoshes. Is Mashma religious law? That's one point over here in the Rashi. Rashi seems to say that the argument he's seen in Rabbi Shimon says he's Yerushim Mitzapa, and Rabbi says he's not Yerushim Mitzapa. Okay. So that's one point. But the second point over here is the Gemara is discussing the Kviyas of the Sukkah for the whole 7 days. Now that's not a din hachana. The hachana is din on Shabbos or din on Yom Tov. This is a din hachana. We're talking about Chol HaMoed. It's hooks of mitzvah. So you're telling me that it's hooks of mitzvah for 7 days because Ben Hashmoshes, you weren't thinking about it. That can't be a swara, because when the Torah says the things that you want to use in Shabbos and Yom Tov have to be mukhan, but there's nothing with Shabbos and Yom Tov. This is the esrog of the sukkah is the hooks of the mitzvah for 7 days. So we're taking a different swara at the beginning of the time of usage. Are you planning to use it or not? No, I'm not planning to use it. Okay, so you made it muksa. Right? It seems to be a different swara. Okay. So that seems to be this machloek is in the getter of Megiddus Katsoy. Point number one. I'm not going to answer the steer and Rashi's. That's one Rashi. Rashi later on, like, if a person says the whole Ben Hashmoshes, the issue of Tanai, I might actually use it for something else. So then it's not Nikvah Mitzvah. So, but if you don't say that, it's Huxa for the whole 7 days. So it's nothing to do with you see that all throughout the sugya, Rashi is using that swara, even though we're not talking about Shabbos, we're talking about dini mitzvah. Okay, that's one point. There's now. The Gemara later on, the Gemara asked Rav Shimon that why by Nair is it Mutar by Bechor, it's not Mutar, because by Nair is Yashar Mitzah. So the Shabbos, what does Rav Yehuda hold? So, so the Ramban says that Yehuda holds Yinam Mitzah, which is Moshe Rashi, that the nature of people is that some reason or other, this is when people, you know, you're sitting preparing for Shabbos and you're kicking off in your head everything which is ready to use for Shabbos. That will become usable later on. You don't think about that possibility. That's a Yehuda sheet. So he's not arguing conceptually that Yashar Mitzapah should work. He's just saying you're not Yashar Mitzapah. Right? That's what Yehuda's argument. But there's a Ra'ah over here in this sugya. The Ra'ah says that there's a choice. You can't say Yashar Mitzapah. I mean, Midas Soy, even though you are Yashar Mitzapah, Midas Soy overrides the Yashar Mitzapah. I'm not answering this here in Rashi. Saying, but that fits much better with the Rashi and Chavav Mavay. Rashi over here has come along and saying that there's this bit of a swore of Das. That's what Midas Soy is, so it means Rabbi Yehuda can't hold Yashar Mitzapah because then you have Das. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, people aren't thinking about it. They're arguing, and it's is good to argue on what level of Das is called people are thinking about. Okay, we'll use the standard answer. But the Ra'ah is understanding that Midas Hatzoy is based on a possible Echinu. It has to be something which is Roy Mibad Yohim. And Yashim Mitzap, Rabbi Yehuda says, doesn't help you for that. So what's Pshat in government of the other? So that's a good question. What happened? Shut the government by the other. So, there's an interesting machlokes. Rishonim. Well, the government of the other works by Muksa Machma's sister. Which one of the interesting discussions in our Gemara is the Gemara seems to say Rav Shimon doesn't hold the Muksa Machma's sister, and the guy with that we pass like Rav Yehuda, right? That's the Gemara later on Kufnan Vavam Kufnan Zayim and Aleph. When the Gemara says the final psak of what we paskin. So Morris says, Ravina, Chalim Ravina, Chol Shabbos Kulam, Halacha Rav Shimon Levar Mimuksamach was Miyus. Ner Yosha. Chalim Ravina Muksamach was Miyus Nami, Halacha Rav Shimon Levar Mimuksamach was Isser. My Neo Ner Shalika Babayus of Shabbos. I'm sorry, case everybody agrees to. So, now, Rav Shimon agrees that it's Muksa while the Ner is lit. So the Mor is telling me the din of Migdus Katsoy of Rabbi Yehuda in the Nusach of Muksamach was Isser. So it's a funny flow of the Gemara. The Machlokes of Muksamach was Miyus, is it Muks at all? Do we pass like Rabbi Shimon or like Rabbi Yehuda? One man domer. Lachad Omer, no. We pass in Muksamach was Miyus, we pass in like Rabbi Shimon that is not Muks. By Muksamach was Isser, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that it remains Muks for the rest of Shabbos even after this it goes away. That's the flow of the Gemara. But the more uses the Nusach of Muksamach was Isser is a way to tell me the Yisod of Migdus Katsoy. Okay? Interesting. Now, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't limit his din of Migdus Katsoy to a case of Isser. Right? Gargis of Smukin, right? Other scenarios where Kishim Lachalisser, according to Behuda, beginning of Shabbos, Kishim Lachalisser, and the Shabbos it breaks. Does it become mutter even the Mechama Litzel? It's no longer the Mechama Litzel. Right? Not me, it's Gatsoy. Right? So the Gemara uses the phrase, the Mechama Litzel, as almost interchangeable to the concept of Mechama Litzel. How do I know? Because the Gemara in Kuf Tzadim Aleph told me, you pass the Behuda, Mechama Litzel. In a scenario of Mechama Litzel, this problem bothered me the first time I learned Shabbos, and I don't feel I have 100% answer to it yet. So if you want to give me an answer, I'm happy.
Where is this book of Rebbe saying it's not
what?
Rebbe saying Gregory says it's not what's my position, and yet
she's going to get inside. I'm just saying the Gemara gave an example there, Shalikim Rebbe says Shabbos, and points out it's a Tachibi Adayim, Shalikim Rebbe says Shabbos, and therefore we hold like a Behuda, you say, now, what's the argument? The Shabbos holds Mukhanach with this in that case. The whole argument is, do you say Mukhanach with this? So the Gemara is using the word Mukhanach with this as a code word for the Mukhanach with this. The Pathan Behuda that remains Mukhanach even afterwards. Right? So, we pass like that Mondomer. Right? Ravina and Ravacha argue we pass and we always go to Kula. Chadam and Chadam, we pass and we pass like that Mondomer. So we pass the Mondomer. We pass the Mondomer that Mukhanach with this is talking on Mukhanach. But Mutzach Lisser is a problem. I.e., all dinner you learn to have with Mukta, the dinner meeting is at Soy. The Mora never said that. The Mora said it. The scenario of Mutzach Lisser. So the Mora is comfortable for some reason or other to see Mutzach Lisser is the quintessential meeting with Katsoy. And that's, those two things are interchangeable in the Gemara's Nusach. And the Rishonim do it too. You know, it's not just the problem of the Gemara. It's the problem of the Rishonim, you know, they say, etc. He's talking about meeting with Katsoy. He says, Mutzach Lisser. You know, like throw those lines like that, and it just like that's one of those things that you just think something you live with after a while.
Okay, I mean, give me the answer, I'm happy. But okay, what am I getting at? So it's interesting that the Rosh over here in Bayis says there's no dinner government they honor by Mukhanach with this. Right? Which is very interesting, right? What? So Rav Chanan comes along. Rav Chanan comes along and they nice vote. So I'm not, my horror in Kufa Zion remains a horror, but I'll tell you what I'm getting at. Rav Chanan comes along and he says that he's discussing the halach of that you don't say Migdus Katsoy Ben Hashmashti it's called a Kul Yerma some which is Muslim Achuz Yem Sha'abar. You saw that idea in Tosis, right? Some is only Muslim Achuz Yem Sha'abar, you don't say Migdus Katsoy. So the much like this. A maxa my esrig for 7 days of usage. Can I move my esrig on Shmini Atzeres? A maxa my sukkah in Eretz Yisrael for 7 days of usage. Can I take something from the sukkah, which is not an issue of being on Shmini Atzeres? No burden associated issues, but I was maxed or not. So the Moran Sukkah says that the Esrog you can use and the Sukkah you can't. So Tosha says, it's me, Miglis Katsoy. If I haven't taken my Esrog yet, right, that I was conveying my Esrog, I was maxed mitzvah for 7 days. So now Ben Hashmashus of Shmini, I can't use the Esrog because it's suffix. She says it's Muksa Machu Yom Shabbat. As much as day 8 is here, it's not Muksa. I practically, I'm an Amoris and I can't figure out when it is. So I can't use it. But Mitzad Yom, it's bats and usable once Shmini comes. So. I want to put my mermusker on for a second. Just a side issue. When you say something is it's migra seben shmoshes, it's excel kol yom. How much seben shmoshes do you need? Right. So the Mishnah Berurah passes, you need that it's like the whole ben shmoshes. But if any time ben shmoshes wasn't iskatzoy, it's not called iskatzoy ben shmoshes. He brings from the garden, it's masupik, and he learns like that halacha lemaisa. Why? Pasha, because this whole dinner is a dinner abana. Right. So I have to know vade. At the beginning of the day, it was iskatzoy. Well, ben shmoshes. So maybe that moment that it wasn't iskatzoy was the moment when Yantar started or Shabbat started. So it wasn't iskatzoy. It's a suffix. So it wasn't vade iskatzoy. Were you Madaik and Rashi?
Yeah. What were you called? Yeah, it sounds like.
It sounds
and there at any point of Ben Ashrashi.
Yeah, so Rashi the Chorus Mashra, not like that. Rashi and Mandal and Bays.
Oh, Gemara and Bay.
But everywhere else is not
like. So, right, so the Gemara says, So Rashi over here, first time I was learning Rashi, I said, what's the first line? But then I said that Rashi, the second line of Rashi is mashal, all the way around. So Rashi says, which means if it was not there at all, but if it's there even a moment, it's a problem. Then Rashi says, but if it's there the whole time, it's yeah, it's good soy. It means if it's not there the whole time, it's not a good soy. So Rashi's not aware of one or the other. But the Gemara, yes, thank you. Right? So, but the Gemara Memvav, the case was it wasn't there at all any moment of Ben Shmoshes. It sounds like Lu Yitzir was there any moment of Ben Shmoshes. Takis Katzoy, right? So that means you have to have it there at the moment when you have to start it. That's the point, right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. This Gemara is mashal like you have to mark it the whole time. The Mishnah Berurah brings the deal from a different. Brings the idea from brings the idea from this Rashi, the second half of Rashi. He's Madaik that vice versa. It's only there the whole time. So he holds the second half is more eager than the first half. I don't know.
The first half is very
again. Okay, so that's the Shabbos Madai from Rashi. It's only there. It's also there the whole time, right? It's like the second half of Rashi.
The first half of Rashi doesn't sound like
you can learn this. You can learn this. Okay, yeah, good point. But the more later on, sounds not like that. It's not the question. All means or any. All or any. That's the question. Yeah. That's what the Shabbos said. Except the more is lush and the more stresses that wasn't in the whole Ben Shmoshes. It's like, Ben Shmoshes. I didn't mean call Ben Shmoshes. Why is it worse? I didn't the word call. It wasn't there, Ben Shmoshes. Well, then the more we had, and the more we had the word call. What do you need the word call for? It's irrelevant. If you're telling telling me that as long as it wasn't there at some point in time, so I mean, I'll figure it out myself. The dinner was something about the kula. The more stressing the word called kashas means you need, they're not there the whole time. So the base, I think the real means the base mayor says taka the chumra, right? You saw the Mishnah? Okay, this is my Muslim. I'm going to get stuck in this one. It's empty. No, it was before Meshach. It was a Meshach test. Okay, I'm not going to find it now. I'm not going to find it under pressure. I'm not going to find it, and that's okay.
So then he says, and so they looked at it and guess what?
Okay, I'll find the letter.
Now we're going to whole thing about what if you bought what all they thought. It's two people,
So the Rosh says that by government of the other, you don't say government of the other by most of the So, it's interesting, Dion. So Rabbi Chana comes along and says, but you don't say maybe the Nilus is by most of the Yom Sha'avar. But Taisa says, but by Sukkah, you do the same Muktzah Yom Yachmon Yom Shavar. That's the worst thing. So this is why. Because if it's Yisramili Suda Ben Hashmashes, he's Mechuyev Misafik Dina Mesukah. He's going Eretz Yisrael. He's going from day 7 to day 8. So day 8 is no Chiyuv Sukkah. Day 7 is a Chiyuv Sukkah. He decides to eat down Ben Hashmashes and sit down to eat. He's Mechuyev Misafik the right to come. Now he has Mitzvah to say the right. He's Mechuyev the Mesukah. So even if Klapi Shmaya Galio, this is really Shmini, but since he doesn't know, he's Max Adas to use it for the Sukkah, the Tzarech Mitzvah. So it comes out that it could be the moment when Shmini was Chal, he was Max Adas on the Sukkah, the Tzarech Mitzvah. So then there's an Amigas Mitzvah, it remains looks at the rest of Sukkah. Okay. Then he says, he says, okay, one second. So, but if you're telling me the guy be the asterisk, in this case, there's an asterisk, but the guy be the same type of idea that if I want to eat the asterisk and a shmosh, I couldn't, because maybe it's shvi, because I'm a chivti machmer, that maybe it's shvi, so I have the same problem with the asterisk. You with me? Everybody with me? I have my answer on that one. to which side, yeah. Okay, no, come on. Tosis has your side. Tosis is in Sukkah Membob, right? That the more is makas between an esrog on Yom Shemini and Eretz Yisrael. Don't confuse the floors. Esrog on Yom Shemini and Sukkah on Yom Shemini. Esrog the cell 7 days. Sukkah it's also you're not allowed to eat it, and day 8 you're allowed to eat it. The Sukkah, which is Hukkah Mitzvah, you cannot take from it and use it for not mitzvah purposes on Yom Shemini. It's only mutter after Shemini had sex. So Tosfos says, why? So you tell me, so the first step of the Mora, Muktzah Yom Shavar does not create a Migdus Hatzoi. If the Mux is not because it's the beginning of this day, it's because it's yesterday, as much as if Klal Shmaya Galia, that right now is really Shmini, it's not Mux. So the moment that Shmini is Chal, it's not Mux anymore. So at the beginning of Shmini, it wasn't Mux. That's what Tosfos says. So Muktzah Yom Shavar does not create Migdus Hatzoi. So far, so good. Tosfos says, okay, someone says, so why is the Sukkah Asher on Shemini? So she says, very simple. Because That's very nice. The Klal Yisrael guy really it's Shmini and it's not Muksa. But I don't know that. And I'm a starving and I decide, you know, I'll get my, the Rav says I'm allowed to eat Ben Hashmash. Where do I eat? In the house or in the sukkah? Well, it's Suffolk sukkah, I have to eat in the sukkah. So even if Klal Yisrael guy, it's really Shmini, but since I don't know that, I'm being miyach in my sukkah to use for the purpose of the mitzvah, even that moment. So the moment when Shmini was tell, I'm being miyach in the sukkah to use for achila for the mitzvah. So it's a hook for the mitzvah, so even on Shmini. So it remains a mukzah the rest of Shmini. Because Megan said so. Eating in a sukkah. I don't know that.
It's
Ben Hashmashes. It's Ben Hashmashes. So practically, I'm going to sit in the sukkah. So I am designated the sukkah for that purpose.
If I'm in the middle of the year, if I'm miyachid, sukkah for the mitzvah sukkah.
You're every well tasted. But not on Shmini. It's a sub. I have achieved the rice. Of the rice of the chumra.
You're saying that the taka there would be some sort of euphemism.
I'm designated for the halacha, which is the kai meeting the sukkah.
Right, okay.
That's what I want to do. Right? Yeah. I'm designated for doing what the person wants me to do. Use it for that mitzvah called eating b'safik in the sukkah. So I designated for that. Right. That's what I'm supposed to do. Right.
Yeah.
That's part of halacha. Right.
The fact that there's no mitzvah is not. There's no technical mitzvah. Does not prevent you from being. No, but it's a shmi. There's no mitzvah.
There is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah called Safik the Rice of the Chumrah. That's a mitzvah, right? It doesn't mean you're for one of the Taryag mitzvahs. It's been looking for something which the Torah's Machai me to do, and not for my own purposes. So I designated for the purpose of using it for the mitzvah called, when I don't know what to do, I have to eat the sukkah. That's the mitzvah. That's the full name of the mitzvah. So I was miyachid for that purpose. So I can't use anything else. So that's what Torah says. So Rabbi Chanan says, so let's go back to my asterisk. I'm starving for an asterisk. It's Ben Hashmash. So I say, well, great, Shmini the moment, I'm going to eat the asterisk. I don't know what Shmini is. So maybe even Kaddish my Galia, Shmini, but I'm not going to eat the asterisk because B'Safik, I'm saying maybe it's for the mitzvah. Right? That's the cash. So I mean, Rav is not going in that case, but he's going in a different case. But he says there are two dinim. There's one din that something which is meyuchad le mitzvah or le iser, etc. is mukta. That's a din tzias which is on the item. That ends based on when Shemayim says it. And for that, government of the Adam doesn't help you. There's something called Haksos Das. For that, government of the Adam helps you. So yeah, you're right. I can't eat the sukkah right. I eat the asik right now. But I know in a minute, in 10 minutes, I will eat the asik. So I'm not to das in it. Because government of the Adam. It's not worse than my boiling hot of soup, which is so hot I can't eat it. It doesn't become mukta. I know it's going to cool off. It'll become mukta and become usable. So besides the practical Haksos Das, government of the Adam helps. Mitzad the Muktzamach was mitzvah. Mitzad Muktzamach was iser. Right. That's told the Kabbish Shemaygalia. Kabbish Shemaygalia ends when it's Kabbish Shemaygalia, because you were miyachid for the mitzvah of Esrig called Zion. It's not Zion anymore. That's what Berchadon says. So Berchadon is assuming the government of the Adam doesn't help for Muktzamach was iser. What it works for is Haksos Das. So if Gerger's smukim is a Haksos Das, okay, government of the Adam helps. So if I know that I'm living in a place where the sun is strong enough that by tomorrow morning it's going to become usable, so it's government of the Adam. That's called government of the Adam, right? The Mora says. Right? So now the government of the Adam is, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, so Yashua puts up. But Yashua puts up doesn't work. Right? Because that's a haksaw which is not totally of das odom. Okay, that's what McCollum says. I saw an interesting shushdal at this Rabbi Chanan. Bay Oisvav. Yeah. Now, why is it different? It's a good question. It's complicated. I don't want to get involved in it right now. The assumption of all the Pesachim, there's ein muksa l'nachri, that items which belong to a goy, there's no din muksa because he can use it. So he's not machzadas from it. The Prima Gadim says, but my muksa machzadas is sir, an item of the nachri, there's a din muksa. Right? So, because the Gemara says that the case of Mechuber, the nachri brings a darin, the whole Rashi is in the case of darin. The guy brought it. I mean, the guy wasn't machzadas from it. He's the owner. Right? You'll see the more later on that the din muksa is totally in the owner. I mean, I can account. It's interesting how far you take the din muksa totally in the owner. Place some hand on the shayla whether the newspaper is a muksa on Shabbos. So meeker, then you go to the Shulchan Aruch. You cannot read a newspaper on Shabbos. The regular newspaper, you know, the Jewish newspapers. Well, probably also not. But okay, but let's whatever the belters make, right? But I remember seeing, I think from Moshe says, but if the owner of the paper is a person who is makel on the halacha and reads the newspaper, even though he shouldn't, the mice of paper is not muksa. Because the Baal Abbas, is not maksa daik to the menu. Okay?
Why can't we extend that to other things that we preach on this? Like, all muksa, if he's not maksa daik, if he's just going to break halacha and. I mean, why is that svaranon? How is that svaranon?
How far do you take the svaranon? It's a good question. But that's clear. The Gemara that you know muksa l'ashir, muksa l'anim. The more it depends. The bag, if it belongs to an usher, has a different than whether it's muksa or not. Than if it belongs to an ani, right? So it belongs to an akri. So where's the muksa? I'll give you, the marshal. Nowadays, most places can hold that paper is not considered. Mishabur talked about paper that's clean as muksa for certain kids. I mean, you know, in the world they lived in, it was expensive. You know, nowadays, you know, not for paper. A lot of persons say that it's not muksa for certain kids. The next question is it called a kli or not, or is it like it's like offer and service, etc. Passion is a kli because it's usable for some purpose, right? But the person do say if you would have, I remember the first shuva that I ever wrote was the shayla of the status of a newspaper, right? Whether a newspaper is one of the issues getting newspaper delivery in Shabbos. That was the shayla. So, but the one of the shaylas is a newspaper muksa. Why? Because beginning of Shabbos, it's on these gigantic reels of paper, which are definitely not for the storm kids. They won't use it for anything else other than printing newspapers, which is also good on Shabbos. Is that making sense? Right? It's worth, you know, I don't know, they buy it, and, you know, the thing costs, you know, it's $100, $200, whatever the thing, gigantic reel on this machine, which, you know, rolls out newspaper, right? Yeah, but it belongs to a guy who's a lot of use it on Shabbos. It's not muksa, because it belongs to a guy who's a lot of print things on Shabbos. Print things, right? So it comes on the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, looks not for this, sir, applies to a guy. Okay, he's mistopic about it at least. Prima Gadim and Psycho Tichos Yom Tov. So that's a fascinating thought. But they're saying, it's not a swore in Haksos B'nai Adam. It's a swore Be'etzem. That Be'etzem is Muksa. So the meaning of Chatzoi of Muksa Machos Isser, Kavri Adam can't override it. Other things can't override it. So for whatever reason, the Morris said that that's the perfect example of the Rashi above, which says that you start of it, there's a din of the getting of Shabbos that has to be right for usage. And it's not. It remains unusable the rest of Shabbos. Or the rest of Yom Tov. Right? Things are just totally haksos autumn. The governor of the autumn helps for that. So that doesn't have that same level. So Muksanak Lisser is going to be your best example of Midr Setsoi. It's also going to be your worst, because then maybe someone will be Midr Setsoi, which is more common. Right? If you don't have a chalam in Bodyan, if you don't have a chalam in Bodyan, it's not called Machos Isser because he's allowed to use it. Well, once if he's remember your, but if it's a member of your bias, so that if it's your bnei bias, it's takan amuksa. If it's a neighbor, it's takan amuksa. My neighbor won't help for me. If it's my bnei bias. No. According to the Prima Gadim. I don't know. Yeah. What? Yeah, I mean, the Prima Gadim is a Kiddush, I'm saying, but at least conceptually, he's introducing such an idea that Muzach Lazisser is a Be'etzim Dikadin, not totally in Haksos Bnei Adam. Right. I mean, Rashi Pashas is a Mashmah, not like that, because Rashi says the reason why in the case over there is Midol Lakinu. Rashi says the reason why when the guy brings Paris is because Paris have a din like Erkas Vukim, because you should have been liking it, and Lachil Kubayim Paris to Paris, which means he's asking that, well, why am I going? He could pick that. So Rashi says, because I'm an exeric of one of what you're doing, Paris to Paris. Rashi's saying not like his Prima Gadim. Right? But the Prima was interested in such an idea. Okay, so that was the first half of the second point. I have to stop here.